from John chapter 13.
我们刚才读了约翰福音十三章。
And I'm going to share with you today about the Father's heart.
今天我们要讲的是父亲的心。
First, I want to tell you about my father.
我先给大家讲讲我的父亲。
My father was a great man.
我的父亲是个好人。
A loving husband.
他是一个慈爱的先生。
And a hero to my brother and myself.
他是我和我哥哥的心目中的英雄。
He wasn't perfect, but he was a good dad.
他不是个完美的人, 但是他是一个好父亲。
He was a provider.
他为我们家提供。
He was present in the home and involved in our lives.
他一直在我们的生命中帮助我们。
And dad loved us unconditionally.
而且他是无条件的爱我们。
I didn't have to work or perform for my dad to love me.
让父亲爱我, 我并不需要, 特别的表现。
He loved me because I was his son.
他爱我因为我是他的儿子。
However, I did have friends.
但是我有一些朋友。
And their dads weren't very present in their lives.
他们的父亲并没有在他们生命中有这么投入。
Some were in the home physically.
有些父亲他人在家。
But not emotionally.
但是他们心不在那。
They spent no time with their kids.
他们从来不跟孩子在一起。
Others lived with families, but you couldn't with their families, but you couldn't tell that they lived there.
其他人的父亲也住在家里，但是呢，基本上你不感觉到他的存在。
Because they worked most of their day and night away from home.
因为他们早出晚归去上班。
Then there were others who were around, but only loved and accepted their kids when they performed well.
还有一些父亲，他们只是有条件的爱自己的孩子，当他们表现好的时候才爱。
Didn't do well in school? No love. Do better next time.
学习不好，那就不爱了，下次再爱吧。
Sometimes I wondered why my dad and my friends' dads were so different.
有时候我想，为什么我的爸爸和别人的爸爸这么不一样呢？
As I thought about this, I remembered something from my childhood.
我在想这个的时候，想到我小时候的一些事情。
When I was young, math was my favorite class.
我小的时候最喜欢上数学课。
All of my math teachers taught pretty much in the same way.
我的数学老师讲课的方式都是一样的。
First, they wrote a problem on the board.
他们先在黑板上写一道问题。
Then they would explain the problem.
然后给大家解答这个问题。
And then they would model how to solve the problem.
然后在黑板上给大家演算，告诉你这个题是怎么解决的。
They gave me an example to follow.
因为他给了学生一个样板去学习。
Now, I was never happy to get homework.
虽然我不喜欢做作业。
But I didn't find math homework that bad.
但是数学作业还可以。
Because I always had an example to follow.
因为老师有例子，我可以去学。
I could do the work because I had the example.
因为有例子可以模仿，所以我就可以把作业做好。
Fathers aren't born, they're made.
父亲不是一生下来就是，他们是逐渐学会做父亲的。
The dads that fall short are those that don't follow a good example.
那些做得不太好的父亲是因为他们没有向好的父亲学习。
The best dads follow the best examples of fatherhood.
最好的父亲就要向世上最好的父亲的样子学习。
They can do the work of being a real father because they have a good example to follow.
因为他们有好的榜样可以模仿，他们就可以做好的父亲。
So to be a proper father, you need a good example.
所以做一个好的父亲，你就要有一个好的榜样。
The best example that we could ever follow is Jesus Christ.
我们人能效法的最好的榜样就是主耶稣基督。
In John 14:9,
在约翰福音十四章九节，
When Philip asks Jesus to show him the Father,
当腓力想让耶稣把父显现给他看的时候，
Jesus says back to him,
耶稣对他说，
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
你们看到我就是看见了父。
Jesus is the best example of fatherhood
主耶稣是做父亲的最好的表率。
Because he always did what he saw his father doing.
因为他做的都是他看到天父做的。
He followed an example, and he became our example.
他效仿天父，并且成为我们的榜样。
However, following Jesus' example isn't only about being a good father.
然而，学习耶稣的榜样，并不只是当父亲的人该干的事情。
Following Jesus' example is what our faith is all about.
那是我们的信心、信仰的关键所在。
Whether you're a man or a woman.
不论你是男人、女人。
Jesus was both 100% God and 100% man.
耶稣是百分之百的人，也是百分之百的神。
And as a human, Jesus showed us how we should live in this world.
作为一个人，主耶稣向我们显示了该如何在世上生活。
So, what's God's desire for us?
所以神对我们的心意是什么呢？
God's desire for us is that we would live life like Jesus.
神想要我们做的就是让我们效法主耶稣。
That we would walk the way that he walked.
让我们能够像耶稣一样行事为人。
That we would talk the way he talked.
像耶稣一样说话办事。
That we would love the way that he loved.
像耶稣一样去爱。
And give the way that he gave.
像耶稣一样给予。
We would bless the way that he blessed.
像耶稣一样给人带来祝福。
And we would forgive the way he forgives.
并且像耶稣赦免我们一样赦免别人。
He wants us to have his heart.
天父想让我们有主耶稣那样的心肠。
And that heart is the Father's heart.
那个就是为父的心肠。
In John chapter 13, when Jesus washes his disciples' feet,
约翰福音十四章讲到当耶稣给他的门徒洗脚的时候，
we can see three characteristics of the Father's heart.
我们能看到我们天父心肠的三个特质。
The first characteristic is that the Father's heart is motivated by love.
第一个，我们天父的心肠是基于爱的。
The first verse says, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
第一节讲，逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了，他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Jesus was totally motivated by the Father's love.
主耶稣完全是以天父的爱为动力的。
You know John 3:16.
我们都知道约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
那章说，神爱世人，甚至将独生子赐给他们，将一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Everything that Jesus did was fueled by that very same love.
主耶稣做的每一件事情都是靠着那句话里面的爱为动力。
So what makes Jesus's love different from our love?
那么耶稣的爱和我们的爱有什么不一样呢？
For one, Jesus did not love so that he could get love back.
第一，耶稣爱人并不指着人们爱他。
Jesus loved because that's who he is.
耶稣爱世人，因为那是他就是这个样子。
We too often have loved people in order to get love in return.
我们去爱别人，通常也是期望能够得到回馈的爱。
Other times we've given to people so that we could receive something in return.
很多时候，我们把东西给出去，事实上是期待着要收回来。
Or we've done something good for someone so that we could get something back in return.
我们对别人好，也是想让人家以后对我们好。
All of us are guilty of doing this.
我们大家其实都是这样子的。
Has anyone that you loved, respected, or trusted ever hurt you?
有没有你曾经爱过、尊敬过的人，他们伤害到你？
What happened to your love for them?
那你还爱他们吗？
Did it remain the same as before you were hurt?
你的爱和他们伤害你以前是一样的吗？
If our love is based on whether someone does what we think is right or wrong,
如果我们的爱对别人的爱是基于那个人的表现，那个人做的是正确还是错误，
then that's not the Father's heart.
那并不是天父的心肠。
Christ's loving sacrifice for us is our fuel to love others.
主耶稣对我们的爱是牺牲他自己的爱。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.
哥林多后书五章十五到十六节。
For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
十四节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。并且他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。
We love others because he first loved us.
我们能够爱别人，因为主先爱了我们。
Singer Stephen Curtis Chapman and his family had just finished celebrating the engagement of his oldest daughter Emily.
有一个著名的歌唱家。叫 Stephen Curtis， 他和他的家人刚刚庆祝完他的大女儿订婚的一个仪式。
When a tragedy then happened，
然后就发生了一个悲剧。
Chapman's teenage son Will Franklin，
他十几岁的儿子叫 Will Franklin，
accidentally struck and killed his youngest sister。
他就是犯了一个错误，把他的小妹妹给杀死了。
Maria Sue，
这小妹妹叫 Maria Sue，
in the family's driveway with his truck，
就是他在他们家的车道上倒车的时候不小心把后面小妹妹压死。
He apparently never saw his sister there，
因为他看没有看到后面。
And overcome with sadness，
因为他吓坏了。当时
Will started to run because he couldn't face the reality of what had just happened，
所以他就拼命地跑。
But he was tackled by his brother Caleb，
然后他的哥哥就把他摁住了。
Who hugged him and prayed for him，
然后抱着他为他祷告。
And right then as his father Stephen was being driven off to the hospital，
然后他们的爸爸就是歌唱家 Stephen， 他就开着车把他的女儿送到医院去的时候。
To see about his daughter Maria Sue，
他就把他的女儿放在车里。
Stephen opened his car window，
他开车的时候他特意把车窗摇下来。
And screamed as loud as he could，
他就用很大的声音喊，
Will Franklin， your father loves you，
他说 Will Franklin， 你爸爸还爱你。
Stephen's love for his son was not motivated by Will's actionsmistakes or even tragedy.
因为这位父亲他爱儿子的心并不是基于这些悲剧，并不是基于他儿子做了什么。
Stephen loved Will because he loved him.
这个父亲爱儿子就是因为他爱他。
Because he was his son.
因为是他的儿子。
God calls us to that kind of love.
主耶稣，我们天父对我们的爱就是那样一种爱。
An unconditional love that isn't based on what people do.
是无条件的爱，并不基于我们做了什么。
And it isn't based on what people don't do.
也并不基于我们没有做什么。
But it's rooted and grounded in the love of Jesus Christ.
它仅仅完全是基于我们的主耶稣基督。
The second characteristic of the Father's heart.
第二个为父的心。
Is that it moves from identity.
就是他给我们一个新的身份。
In verses 3, 4, and 5, it reads,
第三、四、五节讲，
Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist,and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的， 又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰，然后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Jesus knew who he was, he knew where he came from, and he knew where he was going.
主耶稣知道他是谁，知道他是从哪儿来的，也知道他要去哪里。
And it's with that mindset that he got up from the table and began to wash his disciples' feet.
因为他有这些认知，所以他从桌子上站起来，来洗门徒的脚。
Now, washing feet was the job of servants or slaves in a house.
给人洗脚是通常是由奴隶来完成的。
But apparently, there were no servants or slaves at this particular meal.
但是那他们吃那个饭的时候，周围好像也没有奴隶，没有仆人。
Usually, in this case, it would be the person sitting in the position of least honor that would wash the feet.
那么就应该由在座的那个身份最低微的人来做这件事情。
However, in this case, nobody ever got up from the table.
然而，在他们当时，没有人来主动给别人洗脚。
No one wanted to serve, but everyone wanted to be a king like Jesus.
没有人想为别人服务，而且每个人都想像耶稣一样去做王。
So Jesus gave them the example.Of what a real king looks like.
所以耶稣就给他们做了一个榜样，告诉他们真正的王应该是什么样子的。
Real kings don't need to think of themselves because they already know who they are.
真正的王不会考虑自己是谁，因为他们知道自己是谁。
The riches of the kingdom are at their disposal.
因为整个王国的财富都由他来支配。
They have the authority.To make declarations and decisions for the kingdom's best interests.
他们为了国家的好处，他们可以做决定，也可以宣布这些决定。
And the responsibility is on them to care for their subjects, not for their subjects to care for them.
而且他们责任就是照顾好自己的臣民，而不是说臣民照顾他们。
So they can focus entirely on the people.
所以做王的他们是完全关注自己的臣民。
Jesus knew who he was, where he came from, and where he was going.
主耶稣知道他是谁，他从哪儿来，他要到哪里去。
He knew that he was a king.
他知道他是王。
We're children of a king.
我们是王的孩子。
When you realize who you are,
当你知道你是谁的时候，
That you're a child of a king.
当你知道你原来是王的孩子的时候
，That God is your father and Jesus is your brother.
当你知道天父是你的父亲，耶稣是你的兄弟的时候
，You and I can have real humility like a real king.
我们都可以有这种真正的谦卑，作为一个王的谦卑。
C.S. Lewis wrote that humility is not thinking less of yourself.But thinking of yourself less.
C.S. Lewis 曾经说，谦卑不是把自己想的少了，而是很少想到自己。
He tells us what humility is and what humility is not.
他告诉我们真正的谦卑是什么，不是什么。
He separates the real from the false.
他把告诉我们什么是真的，什么是假的。
See, false humility is when you think less of yourself.
假谦卑就是把自己看低。
It's when you don't think very highly of you.
就觉得自己什么都不是。
It's when you consider yourself to be less than the child of a king.
就是把你自己看得比王的儿子要低得多得多。
But real humility is when you think of yourself less often.
但是真正的谦卑是你很少想到自己。
You don't have to think of yourself because you know who you are, you know where you came from, and you know where you're going.
你没有必要老想着自己是谁，因为你知道你是谁，你从哪儿来，要到哪儿去。
You can serve because you can move from this identity as the child of a king.
因为你知道自己是王的孩子，所以你就可以非常高兴地去服侍。
Jesus served because he knew where he came from, he knew where he was going, And he loved the people that he was sent to.
主耶稣服侍我们，因为他知道自己是谁，从哪里来，到哪里去。
A story is told about Margaret Thatcher, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
有一个关于前这个英国首相撒切尔夫人的故事。
She visited a retirement home, and she was walking, visiting with the residents and shaking their hands.
她有一次去参加养老院，跟养老院的居民握手。
She approached one resident, a nice older woman, who sometimes forgot things.
她见到了一个容易忘事的老太太。
When it seemed like the woman didn't recognize her, Margaret Thatcher asked, "Do you know who I am?"
这个老妇人好像什么都不知道，什么都忘了一样，所以撒切尔夫人就问她说：“你知道我是谁吗？”
No, the woman replied.
不知道。那个老太太说，
But if you ask the nurse, she usually knows.
但是如果你去问护士，护士肯定知道。
You may not know who you really are.
你也许不知道你到底是谁。
You may not know that you're royalty and that you're the child of a king.
你也许并不知道你其实是王室的成员，因为你是王的儿子。
You may not know all of the great gifts that God has given you and how unique and important you are.
你也许不知道国王给你的一切好的礼物，你也不知道你有多重要。
You may not know that God has a purpose for your life and a plan and a future already mapped out for you.
你也不知道国王为你的前途已经做好了打算，已经给你准备好了一切你需要的。
But you can ask the nurse.
但是你可以问护士啊。
Or rather the great physician.
或者你可以问世上最伟大的医生。
You could ask Jesus to reveal to you your identity.
你可以去求问主耶稣，让他告诉你你到底是谁。
He knows who you are.
因为他知道你是谁。
You can read the scriptures.
你可以读他的话。
You can listen to the voice of his spirit.
你可以听他的圣灵的声音。
And let God tell you who you are.
让神告诉你你到底是谁。
Here's the problem.
问题是，
You cannot think of yourself less and think of others more if you don't truly know that God is always thinking of you.
如果你不知道神总是在想着你的话，你也做不到说不想着自己而去想别人。
That he's promised that he'll never fail you.
而且你也不知道神的应许，就是说他永远也不会让你失望。
That you're well taken care of by His grace that's new every morning.
而且你知道他的应许是，他的恩典何其广大，每早晨都是新的。
You cannot think of yourself less and think of others more.
直到你知道这些，你不可能做到少想自己，多想别人。
And move from your identity until you really know who you are.
你知道。真正自己是谁，所以不要想到底自己是怎么回事。
The third characteristic of the Father's heart.
我们天父第三个，他的心肠的第三个特质是。
Is making forgiveness a priority.
就是一定要学会宽恕。
You know the story. Jesus came to Simon Peter and was ready to wash his feet.
你们都知道接下来发生的事情，主耶稣去给西门彼得洗脚。
And Simon Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
彼得说：“主啊，你要洗我的脚。
”And Jesus says to him, "What I'm doing, you do not understand right now."
主耶稣说：“我现在做的，你可能不明白。
”But afterward, you will understand.
但是过一些时候你就明白了。
Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, you shall never wash my feet."
彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，你不能洗我的脚。
”But Jesus says to Peter, "If I don't wash you, then you have no part in me."
但是耶稣说：“如果我不给你洗，你就与我无份了。
”Simon Peter says to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
所以彼得就说。那么就 不光是洗脚了，把我的身上手都洗洗吧。
Jesus says to him, The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
But is completely clean.
洗了脚，全身就干净了。
Jesus was explaining that when a sinner puts their faith in Christ,
主耶稣给彼得讲的就是说，一个罪人当他信靠主耶稣的时候，
they're bathed all over with Christ's forgiveness and salvation.
他们就像洗过澡的人的一样，沐浴过了主的恩典。
The blood of Christ has washed their sins away, and they're made new.
因为主耶稣的宝血浇在他们身上。把他们的罪洗清了。
This is a settled relationship.
这是一个已经做成的事情。
It cannot change.
不会再改变了。
However, as we walk through life,
然而当我们在人世间行走的时候，
there are times when we as believers sin in some way.
但是我们作为罪人，我们有时候也会犯罪。
A betrayal, a lie.Unforgiveness.
背叛、撒谎、不原谅别人。
That sin hinders the relationship that we have with Christ.
就是因为那些罪阻碍了我们和主耶稣的关系。
I want you to imagine that you live in a white house with a white wooden porch.
我想让大家想象一下，你住在一栋白色的房子里，有一个白色的门廊。
And on the inside of the house is a beautiful white dining room.
在房子里面有全部白色的这个吃饭的这个房间。
And white carpet.
而且铺着是白色的地毯。
White chairs and white table.
白色的家具，白色的桌椅。
And you've invited guests to your home for dinner.
你请了一些客人来家吃饭。
As they're approaching the house, you notice something.
当他们走到你家门口的时候，你注意到
，They're clean all over, except for their feet.
他们身上都很干净，但是脚都很脏。
They've got mud all over their feet.
他们脚上都沾满了泥巴。
And they want to come inside your house.
他们想进到你家来。
They want to come in, but you know that their feet would stain everything.
他们想进来，但是你知道他们这个脚很脏，会把东西都踩脏了。
Before they come in to eat dinner, there's something that needs to be taken care of.
所以他们进来吃饭之前，你要做一些事情。
Sin is what makes our feet dirty.
罪就是让我们脚脏的东西。
That's when we need our feet washed.
所以我们大家都需要洗脚。
Jesus gave us an example of washing feet.
主耶稣给我们一个好的榜样，教导我们如何洗脚。
But how are we supposed to do that for other people?
但是我们怎么样给别人洗脚呢？
We need to make forgiveness a priority.
我们一定要学习，宽恕、赦免。
Just as we can get dirty living in this world.
就好比我们在世上行走，脚都会脏。
Sometimes stumbling in our walk.
我们会摔倒。
And in need of the foot washing of forgiveness.
而且我们全都需要。这种宽恕赦免的洗脚。
There are people in our lives.
我们生命中也有这样的人。
Who sin against us.
他们得罪了我们。
And they need their feet washed too.
他们也需要宽恕的洗脚。
We need to recognize.
我们应该看到这一点。
That forgiveness and unforgiveness are not emotions.
我们的这个宽恕和不宽恕和感情是无关的。
Forgiveness and unforgiveness are choices.
宽恕和不宽恕是我们的选择。
You choose.
你来抉择。
Someone said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping the other person gets sick and dies.
有人说，当你不宽恕别人的时候，就好像你自己喝了一杯毒药，同时又希望别人能够被毒死。
That unforgiveness is poison to our spirit.
不宽恕就是对我们灵命的毒药。
Something dies in us when unforgiveness is present.
当我们不宽恕的时候，我们心里面的东西有的就死掉了。
Relationships begin to die.
那是我们跟别人的关系就开始被断送了。
Friendships begin to die.
这个友谊被断送了。
Our love, our joy, our peace begins to die.
我们的爱，我们的平安，我们的喜乐都被断送了。
But forgiveness brings life.
然而，宽恕带来新的生命。
Christ's death, which paid for our forgiveness, has brought us life.
因为主耶稣基督为我们的赦免而做出了，我们能够得到新生命。
In 1982,
1982年
this assassin John Hinckley shot President Ronald Reagan.
有一个刺客，去打了里根总统一枪。
Reagan underwent surgery and recovered.
里根做了手术以后就好过来了。
And through the entire ordeal, Reagan's daughter Patty Davis saw God at work.
在这个过程中，里根的女儿 Patty 戴维斯看到了神手在做工。
In the book Angels Don't Die, she writes.
她在自己的回忆录中说，
I give endless prayers of thanks to whatever angels circled my father.
我知道神派天使守护着我的父亲，所以我非常的感恩。
Because a devastator bullet, which miraculously has not exploded,
因为有一颗子弹非常神奇，没有爆炸，
was found a quarter inch from his heart.
这个子弹它是在离心脏只有四分之一英寸的地方。
The following day, my father said that he knew his physical healing was directly dependent on his ability to forgive John Hinckley.
第二天，当他爸爸醒来的时候，他爸爸说，他自己是否能痊愈，就是看他能不能原谅这个刺杀他的人。
By showing me that forgiveness is the key to everything.
这样子，父亲就给他显示了，原谅是很多事情的关键。
Including physical health and healing.
包括人身体的健康和痊愈都靠他的宽恕。
He gave me an example of Christ-like thinking.
他给了我一个像基督徒应该有的那种思维方式。
The same grace of God that protects and heals us also calls us to forgive others who've hurt us the most.
神用来宽恕保护我们，神用来保护我们的恩典，就是他对我们的赦免。他用同样的赦免要求我们，也是坐在别人身上。
So having the Father's heart means living like Jesus.
所以有为父的心肠，意味着要像耶稣一样生活。
And the way Jesus lived was that he was motivated by love.
耶稣生活，因为他的动力完全是爱。
He did everything from his identity.
因为他做的事情是跟他的身份是吻合的。
And he made forgiveness a priority.
而且他知道赦免是优于一切的。
So what do we do with all of this?
那么我们要怎么做呢？
First thing.
第一。
Ask Jesus to show you and tell you how much he loves you.
请求耶稣告诉你他有多爱你。
Ask Jesus to reveal to you who you really are.
请求主耶稣告诉你你到底是谁。
Not who you think you are.
不是你自己想象的你是谁。
And not who people say that you are.
也不是人们嘴里面你到底是谁。
But who you truly are.
而是你的真实身份。
And then ask Jesus for the grace.
然后向主耶稣祈求他的恩典。
To serve and forgive others the way that he forgave you.
祈求你有同样的恩典去服侍他人，去原谅他人。
Make a list of people that you need to pray for and forgive.
想一想你要原谅的人是谁，把他名字写下来。
And then pray for the grace to forgive each person.
然后为了每一个人向神祈求，让你有赦罪的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, if you're praying for these graces,
弟兄姐妹，如果你真的祈求这样的恩典，
you're on your way to having the Father's heart.
你就正在学习为父的心肠的路上了。
Father, I thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
And give you praise for this congregation.
我们为这个教会向你献上感谢。
My brothers and my sisters.
为我的弟兄姐妹们。
Thank you for revealing your word to us.
感谢你把你的话告诉我们。
Thank you for showing us the life of Jesus.
感谢你向我们彰显主耶稣的生命。
And for making real to us his heart.
让我们真的摸到他的心。
I ask now for your help.
我们现在向你祈求帮助。
That you would help us to know who we really are.
求你带领我们认识我们到底是谁。
That you would help us to move out from that identity.
求你让我们知道自己是谁，并且能够生活的相称。
And give us the help and the grace to forgive.
给我们这个恩典，赦罪的灵。
And to serve the way you did.
并且像你一样服侍众人。
We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们爱你，我们感谢你，用耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.